By now, you've heard the common theme regarding what aquaculture growers are looking for from ARS researchers. Mainly faster growing fish and bigger yields. And time and again, ARS has met the challenge. In fact, here at the National Coldwater Marine Aquaculture Center in Orono, Maine, researchers like Dr. Brian Peterson have doubled the weight of Atlantic salmon at market. Fish farmers rely on ARS to help resolve serious issues they face, from production to management practices. Recently, the industry asked researchers here to embark on their biggest challenge yet.
What they'd like is improved germplasm that they can add to their already selected Atlantic salmon. Right now, sea lice is a big issue for them. And so, you know, if there's anything that we can do on the selective breeding side of things to improve the sea lice resistance, they would be all for that. Faster growing fish and one that doesn't get attacked by sea lice, that would help them out tremendously. I'm really excited that for the first time ever, we're going to be trying to select for something other than just carcass weight.
Sea lice are nasty critters that attach to fish and feed on their skin and blood. Not only do they cause physical harm, but they can also stress the fish out, which can then affect their growth rate and ability to fight off other diseases. I mean, how would you like a blood sucker attached to your skin all the time? There currently are no vaccines or effective treatments for sea lice. If Dr. Peterson and his colleagues were to develop Atlantic salmon that were resistant to sea lice, it would be a game changer for the industry. But this type of research won't be easy.
For disease resistance, it's very difficult for a number of reasons. One, with disease resistance, it's usually a lowly heritable trait. So you make less genetic gain by trying to select for really any disease. And so it's going to take you longer to achieve that goal. The second is you have to disease challenge all of the families that you have. And we typically have between 125 and 135 families of fish that we maintain. So you're going to have to take a subset of those each year and disease challenge them all.
For the disease challenge, researchers utilized their fish families as well as sea lice collected from net pens. The sea lice are closely monitored as they grow to a particular stage, and then the families of fish are infected. After about 2 weeks, the fish are euthanized and examined to see how many sea lice are on their skin.
That is a huge effort. There's lots of manpower that gets devoted into counting sea lice under a microscope. So there's all that effort, and then you have to take that data and then incorporate that into a selective breeding program. So yeah, it's a big challenge, no pun intended.
Once researchers identify fish that are either highly susceptible to or have shown resistance to sea lice, they next have to answer the big question.
You know, we'd like to know why. What is it that makes a family resistant or susceptible to a disease? We've recently hired an immunologist, and they're going to be looking into trying to answer some of those questions. But yeah, if you identify a family or families of fish that's resistant, you better replicate that out in the real world to see if, in fact, it's just something that you only see in a tank, or can we replicate this out in a sea cage or net pen? And to be honest with you, we're not there yet. But that's ultimately, that will need to be investigated and demonstrated.
Once a family of fish have demonstrated good resistance to sea lice, Dr. Peterson will collaborate with researchers at the Cool and Coldwater Aquaculture Research Center in Leetown to research the genome of the family, possibly paving the way for breeding a new line of Atlantic salmon that could shed the nasty sea lice disease.
We've been very fortunate. We've been able to collaborate with those scientists down there to help us move the genomic part of our data in helping us towards improving our selective breeding program. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be doing it.
Developing a new breed of Atlantic salmon with resistance to sea lice will take time, but this facility has a proven record of success with developing improved strains, including the St. John strain, a North American Atlantic salmon.
The reason why this facility started was because they wanted to have a North American strain for here in the United States. You could get European strains imported, but The industry really wanted something that was of North American origin.
The St. John's Atlantic salmon is a highly sought-after fish, and its popularity is helping the U.S. aquaculture industry gain a bigger market share for farm-raised seafood, something Dr. Peterson hopes will continue in the future.
Well, aquaculture in general, we have a big deficit in what we produce, and so we have to import most of the aquaculture products from other places around the world to meet the demand. There's a huge demand for Atlantic salmon right now here in the United States. So we definitely have room to grow both on the Atlantic salmon side as well as other aquaculture products.